This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, as always, Richard James Rogers. And it is my pleasure today to discuss a topic which is incredibly important and at the same time quite complex in terms of how to deal with it. And that is how to tackle bullying in the high school classroom and in high schools, and specifically what teachers, school leaders, governors, and school staff can do. So this podcast episode is aimed at those who work with children in schools. So if you're a parent who's listening to this episode today, this isn't really aimed at you specifically, but there is a good link in the show notes for parents by ACE Education, which has some good advice in there, so do check that out. Now I'm going to start by revealing the results of a quick Google search I did today, and I'm recording this in March of 2024, and the thing I typed into Google was bullying in high schools. And I did a quick news search, and the top three that came up were as follows, and I'm going to read them in order. So the first one is by Kyodo News. This was published on March the 14th, and the title is Japan School Bullying Cases Leading to Police Probes Hit a 10-Year High. And it says here, and I quote, "The number of bullying cases involving students in Japan that led to individuals being probed by police hit 292 in 2023, a sharp rise from the previous year and the highest level in 10 years, police data showed Thursday. The total cases among students of elementary, junior high and high school students increased by 116 from the year before." That's a massive increase. "After the Education Ministry made a request last year for schools to work more closely with police on bullying-related incidents." Isn't that sad, everybody, that schools now have to work much more closely with police when tackling certain incidents, particularly in Japan? A lot of US schools are now working closely with police, of course. The second story that came up on Google was by Boston News. This was NBC Boston, published on March the 14th. And the title was "Mother Pulls Daughter Out of Leicester High School Over Bullying Concerns." So this is a Massachusetts mother who's taken her daughter out of school. And this is what the report says. "A Massachusetts mother says she's pulling her daughter out of Leicester High School, claiming her child has been assaulted multiple times on campus." Absolutely awful. "The family shared video of one of the fights involving the ninth grader." So for my UK listeners, and those in Australia, you're looking at about year eight there, so age 12 and 13 year old these students are. "The mother claims another girl is threatening to bring a knife to school and that students are texting her daughter threats." Wow, absolutely frightening stuff there. The third story that came up was by the New York Post. This was published on March the 16th, and this one has the title, "Disturbing Video Shows Helpless Student Attacked by Bullies at Minnesota Middle School." And it says here, disturbing video shows the moment a group of bullies circled another student and beat him up at a Minnesota middle school. The terrified middle schooler is backed against a locker by several of his classmates at Eagle Ridge Middle School in Savage, applicable name for the location it would seem, about 20 miles south of Minneapolis on Friday. Video posted on X by Crime Watch MPLS shows. Suddenly, two much larger boys begin raining fists on the helpless student as he tries to avoid their punches, while others watch on and cheer, video shows. So this is absolutely shocking, everybody. And it's so heartbreaking and also really quite enraging to see the number of bullying-related news stories that pop up when you just do the simple Google search, bullying in high schools. And the ones that I've just read to you there, everybody, are really just the icing on the cake. Links to those news stories, by the way, are in the show notes. So I'm going to go through some ideas I have based on my experiences over the past 17 years as a high school teacher on how to tackle bullying in high schools. Now, I think one of the things that really shouts out at me when I read these news stories, particularly the one from the mother pulling her daughter out of the Leicester High School due to assault, and the videos showing the helpless student being attacked at Minnesota against those lockers, is that where are the teachers that are supposed to be on duty in these places? That, to me, has to be the first strategy that has to be put in place to tackle bullying. Are corridor monitors, I guess they would be called in America, but teachers strategically placed around campus at break time, at lunch times, after school, in between lessons, perhaps in certain cases, where the monitoring of student behavior across campus can happen. You need to have eyes on the students at all times at school. And I think staff and teachers need to be walking around, talking to students and being visibly present. And I think if every school around the world had some kind of duty system where teachers were visible and present at all times, that would dramatically reduce these incidents we're hearing about, particularly the assaults on campus happening. At the very least, the intervention would happen very quickly. The second thing that kind of links to that is it seems as though we're reaching a stage now where schools need to have CCTV systems in place. I realize that's a challenge for schools where there's budgets and finances are not so healthy. But in terms of child safeguarding, I would say for some schools, this needs to be a priority, particularly if police are getting involved, because there needs to be evidence in order to enact the necessary sentencing and punishment and to bring those bullies to justice. So very, very disturbing kind of trends we're seeing in some schools. Now, ACE Education, which I mentioned earlier, they are a UK agency, and what they suggest about bullying and tackling bullying in high schools is they have a kind of guide that says what schools should do to prevent bullying. And essentially what they're saying is that there should be a cohesive community vision and mission. There should be a school ethos that's well embedded through assemblies, and I can definitely attest to that, and PSHE, and whole school activities where the clear mission expectations of those students is communicated school-wide. So having a proper vision, mission, ethos that is regularly explored and taught in the classroom and embedded in those students' minds, I think is absolutely crucial, particularly if it can lead to lifelong skills. Another good idea, which is something that a number of schools I've worked at in the international sector use, is a code of conduct agreement, which the students must sign before they even start school. And this is something that can be used in discussions that may pop up later if there is a bullying incident. And the code of conduct agreement that the students and the parents sign should outline that the student should never be involved in bullying of any kind, and it should be very specific as to what bullying actually means for your school community. And it should outline the expectations for that student, that they should complete their homework on time, they should turn up to lessons on time, they should treat every member of the school community with respect. Verbal abuse, physical abuse will be met with sanctions, and those sanctions should be outlined in that conduct agreement. And on the issue of sanctions, probably when many of you saw the title of this podcast episode, you may have thought about sanctions. Now, sanctions only work if, number one, they are applied consistently, which is a challenge for many schools, and secondly, that they are extreme enough and severe enough to warrant the students not wanting to engage in the negative behavior. And they need to deal with the initial problem as well. So putting students on detention, where they sit in a room quietly for 30 minutes and miss some of their lunchtime because they've been involved in a bullying incident, is not, in my opinion, an effective way to deal with the original problem of that student being a bully to another student. There needs to be one-to-one conversations that take place. There needs to be a very clear strategy going forward, an action plan for that bully, maybe putting that student on report, for example, which is when they have to go to each class and every teacher fills in a little comment on a report card to report on that student's behavior. And if the negative behavior continues, if there's no improvement, there's escalation to the next stage of that sanction system, and there needs to be clear communication along the way. And in addition to that, I think it is important to get the bully to apologize to the victim. And those conversations really do need to happen. It may be necessary to separate students at times. And this is another thing that the ACE education, what schools must do section talks about, is if you've got students in a particular class who you know are going to have friction, there's going to be conflict between them, maybe they need to be in separate classes, or at the very least sat very far away from each other. And again, that needs to be communicated to every student, to every teacher in the school, so that they know that those students need to be kept apart. So a number of strategies outlined there. Now, there's a very good guide that the UK government have published called Preventing and Tackling Bullying, Advice for Head Teachers, Staff and Governing Bodies. It's a free to download PDF. It's open source. It was published in July 2017. And I will put this the link to this in the show notes, and it goes through so many things. It's a very, very detailed guide. It goes into much more detail than I can go to in this podcast episode, and it discusses LGBT, SEND, mental health, race, religion, nationality, sexual harassment, cyberbullying. So it really goes into the fine details of specific incidents that could take place in a particular school. And it's a good document for any school that's looking to create a sensible, consistent sanction system for dealing with bullying. Where possible as well, I think it's important to have a school counselling system in place. Now, I do realise that not every school can afford a school counsellor, but at the very least, there should be someone at school who has at least got some basic training in counselling skills. It could be a teacher, for example, and that student can go to that teacher and the victim of the bullying, for example, and potentially the bully as well, to discuss the issues that have arisen, to discuss what has happened, and that counsellor can come up with an action plan to help those students. Because sometimes the bully is going through their own issues at home as well, or has their own problems in life. So, you know, we must not always make the bully out to be the criminal here. Although we must also make it very clear to bullies that their behaviour is not acceptable. So this is a complex issue, everyone. I'm not going to pretend that this podcast episode is going to solve every school's bullying issues, but I do hope it's opened people's eyes, and I do hope that at least those immediate suggestions have fallen on very receptive ears. It really does amaze me what's going on in some American schools, I'm sorry to say. Just looking at the Google search results, there seems to be a lot of physical assault type bullying incidents happening on campus. And when that's happening so frequently at certain schools, you have to ask yourself, where are the teachers on duty? Is there a duty system in place where teachers are supervising common areas in the school? Where's the CCTV systems that are in place? Where's the effective sanction systems that are in place? I think these are really big issues that schools need to think about in terms of safeguarding their students. And of course, the first priority of every school should be safeguarding. Well, everyone, I do hope that that was a useful podcast episode. Please feel free to check out my very popular blog for teachers, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. That was my book, actually, sorry, not my blog. And you can find that book on Amazon.com. So once again, please check out my blog for teachers at richardjamesrogers.com. And on that blog, you will find hundreds and hundreds of blog posts and articles covering every aspect of teaching and practical teaching tips, from behavior management to active engagement to feedback to assessment, all kinds of stuff. So once again, that's richardjamesrogers.com. And why not check out my award-winning, best-selling book for teachers, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. And that's available at Amazon, Walmart, Blackwells, and at all good retailers. So everybody, until next time, bye-bye for now.